For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. Health experts say Missouri isn't vaccinating people quickly enough to create widespread immunity by this summer. To reach that goal, officials want to inoculate between 70 and 85% of the state's residents. That means getting between 4.3 million and 5.2 million people immunized. The Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Thursday that just 205,000 Missourians have received the first dose of the vaccine. BJC Healthcare's Chief Clinical Officer Dr. Clay Dunnigan estimates that vaccinating 5 million residents by the end of June would require 25,000 to 30,000 vaccinations per day. Over the past week, Missouri has been averaging almost 11,000 per day. The number of confirmed coronavirus cases among Missouri lawmakers is continuing to grow. At least four more lawmakers told the Associated Press on Friday that they had contracted COVID-19 since the session began on January 6th. That's in addition to three others previously reported. The House canceled all work last week because of the virus outbreak, but the Senate remained in session. One of those who tested positive is Senator Andrew Koenig. He had presented a bill to the Senate committee on Wednesday that would crack down on public health orders, limiting crowd sizes in homes, businesses, and places of worship. Some Missouri residents who collected unemployment benefits are getting letters from the Department of Labor demanding the money back. The letters say the department accidentally overpaid people, but as Corinne Ruff reports, those who received it say the money's gone.
Baldwin resident Larissa White started getting letters in early June saying she needed to pay back more than $8,000. After initially approving her unemployment application, White says the state later told her she didn't qualify because she voluntarily left her theater job. But White says she didn't quit. The job just ended, a normal occurrence in the industry. She sent in an appeal over the summer, but due to a backlog, her hearing isn't until next week.
I feel as if I should have never have applied in the first place. It almost feels as if this has been more trouble than it was worth, except for the fact that it did help me pay my bills.
The St. Louis Volunteer Lawyers and Accountants for the Arts is offering pro bono help to White and other gig workers in similar situations. It wants Missouri to waive repayment. I'm Corinne Ruff.
Missouri officials are moving to remove peregrine falcons from the state's endangered species list. The Missouri Conservation Commission gave initial approval Friday to the removal. The plan, however, calls for keeping the bird as a species of conservation concern. Peregrine falcon populations plummeted nationwide during the 1940s through the 1960s due to the widespread use of pesticides in their food chain. The Missouri Department of Conservation said in a news release that the birds were removed from the federal endangered species list in 1999, but have remained on the state list. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIE News, Columbia.